Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Ron Washington. Batting second. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Tingley. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Paul Zuvella. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Chris Codiroli. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The right fielder, Randy Bush. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gene Larkin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Steve Lombardozzi. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Alan Anderson. And now, play ball. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larkin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Upshaw for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Carter hits a line drive towards third. Gaetti reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Gladden strikes out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bush strikes out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Puckett hits a line drive towards short. Zuvella reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Kittle hits a line drive into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2. With the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Harbeck strikes out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gaetti hits a pop-up towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Larkin is hit by the pitch. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Harper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larkin moves to second. Steve Lombardozzi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Lombardozzi hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Washington reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Tingley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hall is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Ron Tingley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tingley strikes out. Two outs. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zuvella hits a line drive into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne strikes out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gladden is 0 for 1 in the game. Gladden hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Codiroli covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Upshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Washington moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball towards left. Gladden catches it and throws to second to double up Washington. The throw back to first to get Upshaw, and that's a triple play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tingley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Carter who is chasing the ball. Gaetti reaches third base with a triple. Puckett scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Larkin is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Larkin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Harper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Harper reaches second base with a double. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lombardozzi is 0 for 1 in the game. Lombardozzi strikes out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a line drive into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Kittle batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Castillo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Twins. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gladden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randy Bush batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bush is 0-for-2 in the game. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Gladden. The throw from Tingley and he is safe. Gladden steals second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gladden scores. Puckett moves to second. It's 4-1, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Harbeck strikes out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Puckett scores. It's 5-1, Twins. Don Gordon now pitching. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Tingley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tingley is 0-for-1 in the game. Tingley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne misplays the ball. That's an error on Gagne. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Zuvella is 0-for-1 in the game. Zuvella hits a pop-up beyond short. Gagne can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Tingley moves to second. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Upshaw hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bryan Harper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Harper is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Harper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lombardozzi is 0 for 2 in the game. Lombardozzi takes first base on ball 4. Harper moves to second. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 2 in the game. Gagne hits a line drive towards short. Zuvella catches it and steps on second to double up Harper. 2 outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Gladden is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops it up and throws to first, with Gordon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kittle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Twins. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Castillo hits a line drive into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Juan Berenguer now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby strikes out. 2 outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first, with Berenguer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bush is 0 for 3 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 3 in the game. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Gaetti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Davidson now playing right field. Terry Francona pinch hits for Ron Tingley. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Zuvella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zuvella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Washington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Davidson. Washington reaches second base with a double. Willie Upshaw batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Upshaw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Upshaw takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Andy Allenson now catching. Terry Francona now playing first base. Bill Lasky now pitching. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Larkin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Larkin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Harper is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Harper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Harper reaches second base with a double. Larkin moves to third. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lombardozzi is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Lombardozzi hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Larkin tags and scores. Harper tags and moves to third. One out. It's 6-2, Twins. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gagne is 0-for-3 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ziavella scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gladden is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ziavella fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harper scores. It's 7-2, Twins. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Davidson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ziavella fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Kittle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kittle strikes out. 1 out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Castillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Castillo hits a fly ball into right field. Davidson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Jacoby is 0-for-3 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.